that was more powerful than a priest. What was it?
St. Patrick became something more powerful than a priest?
Yeah.
Did he become Pope?
No.
No? Did he become a druid?
Yes, I think it was a druid.
Druid? Or could it, did he become a bishop?
Yeah, it was a bishop.
Ah.
Definitely a bishop.
Like he was in a game of chess?
Well, he became a bishop and he went back to Ireland and he told them that they were having too much gods. But
too much what?
Too much gods.
Too many gods?
Yeah. And they were like, yeah, so you've got lots of gods. You can't be saying that to us. Yes, but St. Patrick said, no, we only have one god. So we picked up a shamrock and showed the three sides, and he said that there's three gods in one god, and that's our god.
Wow.
So there's our Father, our Son, our Holy Spirit.
And which is the one in the middle?
I think it's holy.
It's...
I think because they're our Father, our Son, our Holy Spirit.
So the Father.
So there's four. One is the first bit of shamrock. One is the second. One is the third, and one is the fourth.
Are there three or four pieces to a shamrock? Let me see.
Can you hand me that? Can you hand me that?
Yeah, that's your card, right?
See, so you have one.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Well, there's a four one in the middle.
Yeah.
Right. So one is.
So they have four gods, but wait, they have three gods, but all in one god.
I'm with you.
But the three gods are all in one god. That's what he showed to the people in Ireland.
And what did the people in Ireland say when they heard that?
Oh, I don't know. Teacher didn't tell us that part. She just told us the story.
Fantastic. And this was all told by Patrick, who used to do, what did you show me? He used to look after sheep.
Yeah, well, when he was a small boy. So when he, I forgot to tell you that they studied a lot when he went back to Wales, his country, and to become a priest and then a bishop.
He studied a lot?
Yeah.
Did he go to school?
Of course. He was just a child when he got captured.
And did they make him a prisoner?
No, a slave.
What on earth is a slave? What? Not a prisoner, but a slave?
A slave is something. It's like a person that works for you and that does chores for you and stuff. But it's not called a prisoner.
Right.
A slave.
And tell me, do you like Patrick? Did he sound like a good guy, or would he be a pain in the neck if you met him now?
Well, he is a goodie.
Did he do anything good with his life?
And there's another story. There was a king. Once there was a king. I don't remember his name, but when winter was over, he lighted a big bonfire and to show that it was the start of the spring. But he had one rule that could never be broken.
What was that?
No one was allowed to light a bonfire before his.
Right, okay.
And one day, Patrick lit a bonfire for the king.
Oh, trouble for Patrick!
But when the king went and the king saw it, he went over onto Patrick and said, "Why did you light a bonfire before me?" And he said, "This isn't a bonfire like your bonfire. This is a bonfire to show that God, that to help people believe in God and to show God is up there. So then the king became friends with Patrick.
Oh, that's
and,
nice.
And started to believe in God.
Wow, that's a bit of a miracle, isn't it? The king actually started to believe in God after Patrick was so good to him.
Well, after Patrick lighted that bonfire.
Yeah. So will there be bonfires for St. Patrick's Day?
I think so.
Hey, do you want to go and see the parade on now? Would you like to see the parade tomorrow? St. Patrick's Day parade.
Is it on?
Yeah.
I thought it was on Monday.
No. We have a big St. Patrick's Day parade. There's a huge one in the middle of Cork, but there'll be an awful lot of people and it would be very difficult to see all the floats and things. Or there's a smaller one which you can see everything. Which one would you like best?
Where's the smaller one?
It's in Glauntown, not very far away from our house. And there are free... No, it isn't. It's closer than town. But there's free drinks and free sweets and things like that. They're giving things to children.
Free.
Free.
In
Glauntown.
What about in town?
Nothing's free in town.
Okay, let's go to Glauntown.
Okay. That's very thoughtful of you. Very, very thoughtful. The other thing is, you know, we went to St. Patrick's Day in town, not maybe last year or the year before.
Yeah.
I had to lift you up on my shoulders.
Yeah.
You're a bit heavier now, and it would be quite hard for me to lift you up on my shoulders.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to. There's only one question. What would I be able to see?
Yes, yes. In fact, we can even march in the parade if we want to. We could be in the parade and there'd be music and dancing and...
Oh, goody! Can I get a balloon?
If there are balloons there, yes. We'll try and find a... Shall we try and find a green balloon?
Okay.
Or what colour balloon would you like on St. Patrick's Day?
I would like a shamrock.
A shamrock balloon?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good idea. Maybe somebody has made a shamrock-shaped balloon. Well, we'll have to see. Maybe we could...
Because St. Patrick, his shape is a shamrock.
Exactly.
His cross, not like St. Patrick's cross. It's not really a cross, but his sign is a shamrock.
And
I want to have a shamrock. I think there would be shamrocks.
Do you know where we could look and see if we can get shamrock balloons?
Where?
We could look on Google.
No.
No?
No, I want to see if they have it where the parade is. I hope it's not raining the next day.
In Glauntown, yeah, so do I. That would be, it's raining now, isn't it? Well, we can check the weather forecast on the iPhone.
Okay,
we'll do that. Hey, anything else about St. Patrick's Day you want to add?
No.
Do we eat any special food?
I don't know.
Hey, we can have green cornflakes, shall we?
Dad?
Shall we get St. Patrick's Day cornflakes?
Dad?
Yeah, all right.